This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up, Daryl will be telling us about Amazon and a creepy facial recognition program they're pushing, apparently, onto the government, the federal government, I presume. We will get into that. Also, another Amazon-related story, and again, possibly some bad news. Maybe good news, depending on your perspective. Conan's going to share that with us. But we're talking about the latest out of Venezuela, having kind of wrapped up the election that happened Sunday. This is actually our first chance we've had a chance to discuss it in detail. The state government there in Venezuela claiming that there were about 46% of the registered voters who turned out, whereas independent observers were saying it might have been as low as 17 to 25%
right.
of the registered voters. Where is the truth? Well, probably somewhere in between. I would guess closer to what the independent voters or the independent observers were having to say about it.
Yeah, when you asked the question of where's the real answer, it reminded me, remember the old Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop commercial?
How many licks does it take to get to the center of
it? Why is Mr. Owl? And then he takes three licks and then
one,
just bites into
two,
it.
Three!
The world may never know. Yeah, the world may never know how many people actually showed up to vote for president in Venezuela.
Nor does it really matter. Right? Whether it was 25%, 30%, 40%, 70%, does it really matter? Does a bunch of people turning out and voting for a madman make him legitimate?
He's legitimately a madman.
Right, but like as far as other people in the world recognizing the vote, would the governments of these 14 countries that are the part of the Lima group who are protesting the election and severing some diplomatic ties, would they just decide that it was fine if 70% had turned out to vote?
Possibly. I wasn't involved in their decision.
Well, right, because they're saying it's a sham.
Yeah, at what percentage of the turnout would they have been okay with this?
Is it still a sham if it's 70%?
Yeah, I would say
yes. It's absolutely a sham because what is the accountability here? How do you prove that any of this is true?
And that's why I said initially that I don't believe these sanctions have anything to do with a punishment for not having a democratic elections. I think it has something. It goes far deeper. It has to do with material wealth. It has to do with oil. And these surrounding countries and the U.S. Want to be in charge of it. They want to control it.
Even before the government controlled, this is from the AP, National Election Council declared Maduro the overwhelming winner. Nations around the world had accused him of taking Venezuela down the path towards dictatorship. The election registered the lowest turnout in decades. This is according to the state's own numbers, around 46%, as many voters stayed home, while the opposition warned that the election was rigged. It's an outcome likely to further weaken Maduro's legitimacy in the eyes of many, though not necessarily his grip on power. There's been no sign of wavering support from the leadership of Venezuela's military, which long was the arbiter of Venezuela's political disputes, and Venezuelans busy trying to survive amid widespread food shortages and hyperinflation seem too demoralized to engage in protests like the ones that happened last year, resulting in more than 140 deaths. Those went on for weeks back, and it was about a year ago when those were happening. And now I imagine people are just so exhausted.
Wasn't there some kind of petition to recall Maduro? And because whatever government agency wound up dragging their feet, Maduro's like, oh, you know what? We're just going to vote early, and then we don't have to worry about this recall thing.
That's what happened. It was his agency. He was the one who made the call on that.
Yeah.
Opponents of the socialist revolution installed by late President Hugo Chavez have few options, said Georgia State University political scientist Jennifer McCoy, who led five electoral missions to Venezuela on behalf of the Carter Center until 2013. She said, quote, the opposition for some time has been waiting for something to save them, unquote. In one minor protest Monday, 30 opposition activists marched onto a major highway that a year ago was filled with tens of thousands of anti-government protesters. They unfurled a giant Venezuelan flag shouting, this was a farce, not an election. They then rolled up the flag and dispersed. It lasted 10 minutes. So why are they getting 30 activists this year, whereas last year they had tens of thousands of them?
I think those activists left.
Is it because they left, or is it because they're just so hungry and so busy trying to survive
that
they don't have time?
They literally don't have the energy
right.
to go outside.
Right. I mean, it's got to be exhausting. Only getting a fraction of the necessary calories and food that you need to have, basically, to avoid losing weight constantly. We've seen them, news reports showing the average adult in Venezuela has lost, in 1 year, I think it was 17 pounds, and then the following year it was like 24 pounds.
Yeah.
And that was over the last couple of years.
And so. I was watching the Ninja versus Ninja World All-Star thing a couple of months ago.
This is like the American Gladiators kind of looking show that you watch.
You keep comparing it to American Gladiators,
like it.
But it's not.
Except it doesn't have gladiators.
Right. The competitions aren't anywhere similar at all.
How is this like Ninja Warrior?
Ninja Warrior is the name of the show.
But it's American.
You said Ninja versus Ninja, didn't you?
You said something else.
No, the American Ninja Warrior. Okay. It was the World All-Star Challenge. So they had teams from around the world. And one of the guys representing Latin America, they mentioned, was from Venezuela but moved to Mexico City because he could not get the nutrition he needed to train properly.
Wow. I bet that's true.
They didn't
true.
Explain any of the problems
no,
that are happening
not.
In Venezuela.
Don't have time
just,
for that. Yeah.
He couldn't get the nutrition he needed, so he moved to Mexico City.
Well, I think it's a combination, Ian, of not getting the calories, the daily calorie intake, mm-hmm. but it's also has to do with, I think, a lot of these people left. The ones who were the true activists, the one who wanted change, and I realized it just couldn't be. And then another third, they're just beat. They're just beat down, and they've lost faith. They've lost faith in the system, and it's going to basically lie down like dogs and die.
My point.
I don't know if, you know, I would necessarily agree that a lot of them left because, and we've heard from libertarians across the country of, well, I can't leave where I am. We're so close to, you know, winning here. There were the Republicans that called in from California that they don't support splitting California into three states because we've got this guy running for governor that he's going to wind up winning, and the Republicans are just going to sweep everything.
Yeah, Daryl, you could still go to the grocery store in California and buy toilet paper. You can't do that in Venezuela. It's a whole different. The three of us, I don't think we can wrap our head around what they're dealing with right now.
It's going to be horrifying.
That's the bottom of the bucket, bottom of the barrel.
There are always going to be people that say,
if I
leave, then that's admitting defeat.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
Nobody likes a quitter, and I can't quit. I've just got to, you know, like, dig my heels in.
It's moving your efforts somewhere else.
I mean, the three of us did just this.
Right,
we moved away from what we thought was a bad situation to a better situation.
And it is better.
And the option was available to us.
Right, but there are always people that see that as quitting.
I see. I understand that. And they need to get a clue. Because, yeah, you're quitting California. That's true. You're quitting California. But you don't have to quit the, you know, fight for freedom or whatever you want to call it, right? You don't have to quit advocating for liberty. In fact, when you're in a battle, right, if you're in a series of battles, and I don't like this whole, you know, concept of fighting. I just want to live free and be left alone.
Right.
But the state insists on fighting, and the state's not going to go away quietly. So if you keep losing, as libertarians tend to lose, and we're talking about in the United States here, if you keep losing and, you know, you're not gaining any abilities that year after year, you're not gaining any extra percentages, you're not getting any extra news, so you're losing consistently over and over again, there's nothing wrong with you know, after you've lost a few, regrouping, retreating so you can regroup.
Retreating and amassing your forces.
Right. Getting together with the remaining forces in one place to where you can actually defend whatever little freedom there is left in that one place and maybe have a chance to take it back. Some people still get burned out, like our co-host Mark Edge. He is totally burned out. He believes that everything is pointless. He just wants to go move on to some island.
Well, he has been going through a midlife crisis for like the last
decade. 5 years, yeah, at least. And his most recent thing was he wanted to move on to St. Kitts, and he just went down there for a like a seminar that was all about how to move to St. Kitts, and they told him, sorry, you're a felon. You can't even buy your way in.
Mm.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But that's, you know, he is exemplary of this sort of frustrated person who, yeah, the state's frustrating. Yeah, they're not going to make it easy. Yeah, they're not going to go away quietly. But guess what? Wherever you move, there they are. More coming up.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here. Take control of the airwaves. Bring whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 800-270-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in. Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Cronin.
And Daryl.
Bitcoin.com brings you Free Talk Live. You can go to Bitcoin.com to learn more about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin, of course, is what started it all back in 2009. And so why not go to Bitcoin.com to learn the basics? Also, you can get the latest news headlines from Bitcoin.com. Just go to news.bitcoin.com. They've got fresh headlines there every single day from across the globe about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. That's news.bitcoin.com. Maybe you want to get into Bitcoin mining, but you don't have the technical chops. Well, they can handle all that for you over at pool.bitcoin.com. That's their Bitcoin mining pool. That's pool.bitcoin.com. .bitcoin.com. All right, I don't know if there's much more to say about Venezuela at the moment. It is a story that we're going to obviously continue to follow because it's one of the most instructive. It's one of the most outrageous. It is one of the shining, or I don't know if that's the right word, but
it's a present-day shining example of what socialism
will eventually
leads to. And it will, and it will happen in this country.
Unless something can happen first, like, you know, New Hampshire secedes from the United States.
Well, and, I mean, the country as a whole, and I do believe that the states will break up.
I hope.
In order to survive, and the bigger ones, the ones that are the most debt, the ones that are actually causing a lot of the problems, like California, are going to be the first to implode. And, of course, you're going to have an influx of people moving out of those places like they already are and coming and swamping you know, the good safe places like maybe New Hampshire. We had this issue in New Hampshire. We have an influx of our biggest migrants to this state are from directly below us. Socialist Massachusetts.
Yep, that's true.
And, you know,
that's one of the big objections. When you talk to libertarians about moving to New Hampshire, a lot of the objections are, oh, well, you've already got too many liberals moving in from Massachusetts. I don't want to move to New Hampshire.
Or you've got the people, well, at least in Colorado and Washington, we can smoke weed, and you guys still have roads.
Yeah, you know what? We can smoke weed here, too. Just not legally.
It's now semi-decriminalized, at least, so I wonder if that's going to affect the arrest rates, or if it's going to affect the ticketing rates compared to arrest
rates. Drive. If you're in Keene, you can just drive over to Vermont pretty soon, or you just drive down to Massachusetts. You know, it's right there.
It's probably still illegal to drive while stoned.
Well, no. I'm not talking about getting high. I'm talking about going down and buying.
Oh, by the way, I saw a headline, but I'm sorry, I didn't see the headline, but Vincent told me that, who's a former co-host, sometime co-host of Free Talk Live, that the Massachusetts government is making it so difficult to open up the retail shops that they're not expected to actually start this summer, that it may be another year or something.
This is my surprised face.
Yeah. So, I mean, at that rate, maybe New Hampshire finally can legalize weed before these other states. I mean, technically, it's legal in Massachusetts and Maine and now Vermont.
Right.
But the legal sale of it, as far as storefronts are concerned, we're still waiting.
Right. And that's something that even though Vermont legalized, they did not wind up authorizing retail.
Correct.
So
you can possess it.
You can possess
you can grow it.
You can grow it. You can gift a certain amount.
Correct.
Just because they haven't figured out how to tax it yet. The exact and regulate.
Yeah, I mean, kudos to Vermont for going the legislative route and actually being the first state to, being the first state to do it legislatively. They've set a first on that. And I'm glad they didn't wait to try to figure that out, Conan. I'm glad they just went ahead and said, you know what, we haven't figured out any kind of scheme, so we're just going to go ahead and pass the, you know, legalization. And there is a bit of a scheme
for
that.
They could figure out how to.
Yeah.
They just didn't because the governor would not have signed them.
Oh.
The governor had said he would not have signed anything, as I recall, he would not have signed anything that authorized retail. But he was okay with removing the penalties. And the reason the New Hampshire legislature, and it went through the House, but the reason it died in the Senate said, well, we created that committee last year to study legalizing, and they've not given us a report yet, so we want to wait until they give us a report before we vote to wind up doing anything.
According to Boston.com, just did a quick search here, exactly 600 days after Massachusetts voted to legalize recreational marijuana, the state's first pot shops will finally be allowed to open their doors, but will they? The July 1st starting date for marijuana sales isn't as cut and dry as some may think. That's a good pun. The residents shouldn't expect scores of recreational dispensaries to immediately throw open their doors on that particular day, a Sunday no less. Steve Hoffman, chairman of the state's marijuana regulator, says, quote, July signifies a starting point, not an end point, for the evolution and growth of this industry. Unquote. With that starting point less than 2 months away, here's what to expect from the sprouting retail marijuana market in Massachusetts. July 1st marks the earliest possible day that licensed businesses can legally sell recreational marijuana to adults over 21. Under the voter-approved legalization ballot measure, states were originally slated to begin on January 1st, but lawmakers decided to push back the date 6 months to allow the state more time to work out the nuances of regulating the new industry.
You see, that's all about the revenue.
The July 1st date is tied to April 1st, which was when the Cannabis Control Commission could begin accepting and reviewing license applicants. The CCC has to make a decision on license applications within 90 days. Under the new rules, the commission first accepted applications only from already registered medical dispensaries and applicants under the law's economic empowerment program. So they're giving first dibs on those who are sort of politically connected here, which is intended to promote opportunity in communities disproportionately harmed by marijuana prohibition and enforcement. The CCC then began incrementally accepting other categories of applicants in the following weeks. License applications for all retail stores open on June 1st. The commission report, so again, if there's a 90-day window, if you're applying as just your average person who wants to open a shop, you're going to have to wait at least 3 months, so to the end of the summer, basically.
And if you're even approved.
Correct.
During those 3 months application time period.
The commission reportedly received nearly 200 applications on the first day, 77 from medical marijuana companies and 113 from economic empowerment applicants. That seems like a good number. So should they all be up and running in July? Not quite. Hoffman expects the market will be, quote, sparse on July 1st.
And my guess is, and I'm speculating, I've not seen this article, even after some of these people are approved, they then have to wind up getting permission from whatever municipality of, oh,
city
sorry,
approval.
You're not zoned for that. Or some other, yeah, we just passed an ordinance that we're not zoning anybody for recreational sales.
Or they won't give them an operational permit or whatever it is that you need to open
a
business.
There are some places in Colorado where they just have certain towns have passed things that
prohibition.
They're saying, we are not allowing this type of business in this town.
First, Hoffman added that there, quote, are going to be some people that are up and running that have all the municipal approvals. There you go, Daryl. Municipal approvals necessary and have the ability to have supply. It's not going to be a large number. Hoffman added he doesn't expect the industry to get fully off of its feet for 6 to 12 months after July 1st. What's the reason for the slow start? We'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up here in moments, because this is likely what a lot of states are going to go through.
Yeah.
And it took, what, 4 years for New Hampshire to finally open up its first medical marijuana facility after?
And
they had to be sued.
After a lawsuit.
By a dying woman who ended up dying after the lawsuit was successful.
Yes.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Shipping, processing, return, postage, extra, auto ship, and other terms apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Why does my hair look so old and thin?
Ladies, if your thinning, damaged hair is making you look older, then you must hear this message from Keranique, the number one women's hair regrowth system in America and a bestseller at Ulta stores nationwide that's clinically proven to thicken, strengthen, and repair hair. Right now, Keranique is letting 1 million women try Keranique risk-free through this special radio offer. That's right. To try the number one hair regrowth system for women, just dial *646 on your mobile phone to try Keranique risk-free for a full 30 days. Keranique is so popular, a new woman tries it every minute. The Keranique Hair Regrowth Treatment contains the only FDA-approved ingredient clinically proven to regrow women's hair. You'll even see thicker, fuller results right away, guaranteed. So dial *646 on your mobile phone right now to start regrowing the thicker, fuller hair you love. Dial *646 to try Keranique for yourself risk-free. Hurry, this offer will not last long. Dial ** and the number 646. Dial *646.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here, 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Also, want to make sure you know about Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to go to Liberty.menu. And add your business there. Why would you want to do that? Well, because it's basically a libertarian business directory that is, you know, map-based, location-based, and you can also submit other things, not just businesses, but maybe liberty-oriented events or digital content that you've created. There's different categories there. But it's important because you can actually finally connect with other libertarian types who are looking for your business. And there might be somebody who wants to do business with you, but if they don't know you're freedom-friendly, then they might not be interested at all. Right. So you want to connect with those folks. Liberty.menu is the way to do it. People have been asking for a long time for a great libertarian business directory, and this is it. It is easy to use, it looks nice, and it's free. That's the most important part. It costs you nothing but whatever little bit of time that it takes to go to Liberty.menu and post your business or businesses, because, again, you can do more than one post there.
Or events
or digital content. And there's also, of course, ratings and reviews. So those of you who are just there to be consumers, to buy things, to look for services, you can post how it was over at Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, get yourself a special badge to identify yourself as a Free Talk Live listener at liberty.menu, and that code goes into your user panel, your configuration settings there. So liberty.menu, as we continue here, we're talking about the legalization of cannabis, legalization of marijuana down in Massachusetts, one of the new batch of states that's expected to roll out legal cannabis. They're supposed to start on July 1st, which is, you know, just over a month from now.
Yep.
But when you start talking to people that are in the know, they're saying that it's probably not really, they're saying the industry's not really going to get off its feet for 6 to 12 months because there's a certain kind of tiered rollout system that they're doing where the medical marijuana dispensaries, they get first dibs. And then there's also a group of people who are sort of in these economically challenged zones or whatever. They get second dibs, and then it's kind of going to open up to the rest of the marketplace.
Yeah, right. But this is just retail, right?
Correct.
I mean, they can start commercially growing right now, right?
I don't know what the rules are. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know because, you know, in some places you weren't authorized to begin commercial grow ops until you were approved for the retail.
Right, right.
And then in Colorado, they still have separate products that are labeled for recreational and some products that are labeled only for medical.
Right.
And if you have a medical card, you can only buy on the trip
product.
Where you show your medical card, you can only buy medical products.
And there's a price difference, too.
There is a price difference. If you don't show the medical card and you just show a regular ID to prove that you're old enough, then you can only purchase the recreational if it's one of those facilities that sells both recreational and medical.
It looks like our speculations here were correct. According to the story at Boston.com, what are the reasons for the slow start? First, marijuana shops need a supply to sell, and the CCC, which is their regulatory...
Cannabis Control Commission.
Yep, agency here, won't be approving retail or cultivation licenses until June 1st at the earliest. In the meantime, only registered medical dispensaries can grow marijuana plants, and not all of the state's 24 medical outlets plan to immediately enter the recreational market. Once additional licenses are approved, growing a marijuana plant can take up to several months. Thus, the only stores expected to have a supply of marijuana ready to sell in July are medical dispensaries who are granted the retail licenses.
And I'm guessing there's not going to be a wholesale market for cannabis?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
So, like, if you've got a grow op,
right.
I'm guessing they're not going to let you wind up supplying for multiple retail
locations. Which, of course, would lower the price if you were allowing a marketplace like that.
Right, and then there's also the question about what about edibles?
Yeah, is this kind of similar to the winemakers in New Hampshire who can't sell their, or the breweries who can't sell their product outside of their own company property line? They can't sell it retail. They can only sell on their own property.
And then, Daryl, you were right. According to the story, more than half of the towns in Massachusetts, and I bet you there are a lot of towns in Massachusetts.
Yes.
I know there's like 200 or something like that in New Hampshire. Half of the towns in Massachusetts, more than half, have at least temporarily, if not indefinitely, banned retail pot shops from opening within their borders.
Of course.
Additionally, any marijuana establishment must show that they have done local outreach and reached a host community agreement in order for the CCC to approve their license.
How do you think, if Keene was in Massachusetts, we're so close and we practically are, how do you think the populace would handle this? Do you think they would pass it? Or
we know Keene's voters voted down Keno, which is the gambling thing, that there was an option. The state allowed local governments to say no to this particular gambling.
Do we remember the results on that? It was a landslide, right?
I think it was probably 60-40, but I don't remember. But maybe marijuana would go differently in Keene. You know, because some people who like marijuana might not like gambling. Yeah. So it's hard
right.
to say.
And the whole Keno thing was also tied to funding full-day kindergarten as a way to sort of reach out to the people that wanted the full-day kindergarten.
Hmm.
It was, oh, hey, so people that like gambling, we'll give you gambling, but you got to fund full-day kindergarten. Yeah, and, hey, people that want full-day kindergarten, we'll give you that,
but you got
to have gambling.
Well, I mean, it's the same argument with marijuana in this community. A lot of the liberals who are actually on board with legalizing are only saying so because of the revenue, because they want, because of all of their programs that they want funded, and they can't figure out how because they're running them into the ground. Now they've got this new, it was Keno last season, but for the longest time it's been, hey, this is great vice out there that people really, really, really like, and we could fund our schools with it, our failing schools.
Now, we don't know what the legalization scheme is going to look like here in New Hampshire because it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
But eventually, you know, something is going to break. We're likely going to see legal cannabis in New Hampshire at some point. And when that happens, New Hampshire is not what they call a home rule state, meaning that
Correct.
Each locality, town, city does not generally get to decide its own laws. They can only do what the state authorizes them
Correct.
To do. So if in the scheme they authorize towns to be able to prohibit the sale of cannabis, that would be terrible. But if they don't do that, then that would mean that every town and city would have to approve of whatever applications.
Unless they roll it out like they did Keno, which was an option.
That's where they gave them an option. That's
an option for municipalities to actually be able to vote on this. So if they rolled it out the same way, then it would give Keene the option to vote it down.
Which hopefully they won't do it that way. In his statement to Boston.com, the regulator said, quote, given the realities of having to go through the municipal approval process as well as obtaining supply, I think it's fair to say it's not going to be on every street corner of every city and town in Massachusetts. He said further, the goal of having retail establishments open in July has not changed. However, the exact number depends on several factors, the number of sufficient license applications, the commission continuing to meet its deadlines, and applicants meeting the obligations of their required host community collaboration. Question. Say I'm able to buy some recreational marijuana. Where can I smoke it? Adults over 21 have been able to legally possess and consume recreational marijuana in Massachusetts since December of 2016, and those rules don't change when it becomes legal to sell it too. It continues to be illegal to smoke or consume marijuana in public. Public and private property owners are allowed to restrict or ban its use, and they can already do with alcohol or tobacco. Landlords can also prohibit tenants from smoking marijuana, as they can when it comes to smoking in general, but they cannot ban the consumption of marijuana in other ways, whether it be edibles or tinctures. Question. Wait, if I'm a renter and I can't smoke pot in public or at my home, where can I smoke it? If that's the case, then there's some good news and bad news, says the story here from Boston.com. The law passed in 2016 allows for different types of social consumption establishments.
Weed dens.
Such as cannabis cafes that primarily serve marijuana, or even restaurants, movie theaters, or yoga studios that incorporate it into their principal business.
Yoga studios.
Blazing yoga. All right.
And movie theaters.
That said, these establishments will be prohibited from serving or allowing the consumption of alcohol at the same time as they do marijuana. Massachusetts would become the first state in the country to allow such social consumption establishments.
295 towns, 56 cities in Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts. All right, so that means more than 150 or so have prohibited the sale of cannabis, even though the voters voted to legalize it. There's more coming up here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Our Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you. You can join that, and we'll join you and get you on the air over at discord.lrn.fm. What is Discord? Well, it's actually a free chat server that has different channels. It's the LRN Discord, so there's channels for Free Talk Live and channels for Call to Freedom and Declare Your Independence, which are three of the live shows that we have here every weekday on LRN.fm, which is the Liberty Radio Network. But there are also topic-based channels like Cryptocurrency, ForkFest. There's a gaming channel. There's a general discussion. There's a Not Safe for Work channel as well, where somebody just posted a video, which is totally safe for work, but a video of like a crazy parrot going nuts with a cup, and it's really entertaining. So sometimes you just get random entertaining stuff through the chat server there over at Discord.lr.
Sometimes you get trolls.
Oh, yeah, of course. Guaranteed.
They live under bridges.
Yes.
Discord.lrn.fm. Sometimes you get a maniac threatening your life, and, you know, he just kind of comes in there and randomly threatens people's lives, and people who don't want that can block him. But head on over there. It's an interesting place. Discord.lrn.fm, and it's there for you 24/7. So there's people in there at all times, pretty much, and usually definitely during the show, before, during, and after Free Talk Live. So go drop in and see what it's all about. There are free apps that you can download for pretty much every operating system, or you can just use their web version at discord.lrn.fm. So we're talking about the kind of the ups and the downs of the new Massachusetts legalization scheme, where they're supposed to be opening their doors on July 1st, but it's sounding like maybe only a handful of establishments, the current medical licensees who were able to apply first for the new recreational sales license, they'll be the ones who will be opening up, if any, on July 1st, and then later there might be some more from certain economic zones, and then later they might allow other normal folks to open up their own establishments. And then a question was asked here at Boston.com about, well, you know, where do you smoke it? Where can you actually legally smoke this besides in your own home? And what if your landlord says you're not allowed to smoke in your own home since you're also not allowed to smoke in public? Now, is it in public if you're standing on your private property outside smoking cannabis?
I think it would have to do with the fumes. And if they're getting into your neighbor's property, then you would be violating his private property. So, yes, I think, but... Yeah, could you sit out in your right on your back porch?
Yeah,
in your yard, safely.
Hold on. So I'm trying to do some thinking here without having actually read the Massachusetts definition of
public.
I'm going to guess that if you are in your backyard, meaning that you cannot be viewed from the street, you're not in public.
So you don't need like a privacy fence surrounding the yard? Because your neighbor, if you don't have a privacy fence, could see you.
Well, that's where, and there was actually a court case that determined that the side of the house was not the backyard.
Okay.
So what I mean by backyard is you are behind your house,
right,
and there is nothing
can't be seen from
visible
the
from the street. So
from
you know,
a public location.
From a public location, you cannot be seen.
What about a helicopter?
Or a drone?
I don't...
What if I got my drone and I'm spying on my neighbors, Daryl?
Who owns the helicopter?
Because I own the helicopter.
Probably.
Do you allow me to smoke in your helicopter?
If so,
then that's private property. Like, if it's a government-owned helicopter, then that's public. Or are you asking about if somebody's in a helicopter and they see you in your backyard?
If the police are in a helicopter... And they see you in your backyard smoking. Are you in public? Are you in public if you're on private property, but could be visible by the public location nearby?
You don't own this house.
Again, based on...
You think you do, but...
And there have been a lot of court cases on what is a backyard.
Yeah. What if I want to be in my front yard?
If you are in your front yard, then it could arguably be construed that you are in public... While also on public property. Private property. Or they could wind up just using the same definition that they do for open container of if you're in your yard and you've got an open beer, you're fine.
You're okay.
If you step onto the sidewalk to check your mail, now you're in public.
Ooh, that brings up a good question, Daryl. What if I'm on my property, open container in my hand, keys in my other hand, and I'm sitting in my vehicle on my property. Am I wrong? I know I don't. I mean, legally.
That would differ state to state. There are some states that say that if you are in control of the vehicle, whether the vehicle is on or not,
right,
and you are intoxicated, drunk driving,
doesn't matter if the keys are on the floor or wherever, you can still get arrested. In some
if you are in control of the vehicle,
yeah, it's crazy.
Other states say if you are not in the driver's seat and the keys are not in the ignition, you can sleep it off.
Hmm.
So that's a jurisdiction-by-jurisdiction answer.
Yep. Check your local laws and lawyers.
New Hampshire, there was a bill that would have allowed people to sleep it off in their car.
It's not legal to do that here?
No, it's not. And it wound up getting killed in the Senate.
Ugh.
Because, quote, we don't want to encourage that kind of behavior. You don't want to encourage drunk people to sleep in the back of their car instead of driving home?
Instead, get them behind the wheel and get home before the police find them, right? That's a great
basically
policy.
It's going to hurt our bottom line. We need the revenue from drunk drivers.
Mm. According to the story, they're also putting together what they're calling social consumption establishments. Now, this is interesting because Massachusetts would be the first state in the country to allow these social consumption establishments of cannabis. Unfortunately, for those hoping to visit Amsterdam-style coffee shops in the Bay State, the CCC, which is the Cannabis Control Commission, under pressure from lawmakers, decided to delay the licensing of businesses where customers can buy and consume marijuana on site for at least another 8 months.
Of course.
Under the commission's final regulations, all social consumption establishments will continue to be prohibited as the first phase of the retail pot industry gets on its feet.
So I'm curious here. How many voters in Massachusetts believed the BS claim of, we're just going to regulate it like alcohol?
A bunch of them.
The same amount of people who voted for our president who thought he was going to make America great again, Daryl. Yeah,
drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp. Oh, did you hear about the sinkhole in the White House yard?
No.
There's a picture of a damn sinkhole, and it's growing every day.
Oh, yes.
Right here next to the
it's
fence.
It's not huge.
It's not huge, but it could, but it's growing every day.
I was hoping the whole White House would fall in. Wouldn't that be fun?
You know, I'm thinking they're claiming that it's just a natural occurrence. We're from Florida, and they're all over the
place.
They
are natural, yeah.
But what I'm thinking, this might be like a secret room. Ooh. Underneath a bunker or something that is, you know.
Where they actually are draining the swamp?
Where the lizards live. And, yes. It's just falling apart.
Speaking of lizards, Conan, what are your thoughts on cryptozoology?
I don't know what that is. Is that
secret study of
it's the
animals?
Study of animals that may or may not actually be real. Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot.
Why is it cryptozoology?
Crypto means secret.
Secretive animals. So, animals that we don't really know if they live.
I don't follow unicorns, Bigfoot. I talk about lizards a lot, but I don't even really follow them.
Mm-hmm. From U.S. News, and I don't want to get too far into it, but since we're mentioning weird things, some scientist, and I'm using air quotes there, they want to do DNA testing of various parts of Loch Ness to find out if there might actually be a Loch Ness monster?
Well, as long as it's not my money, I say go for it. It's a big lake.
I think it's ridiculous. Tell me more, because you told me a little bit about this before, and I explained why it was.
Yeah, so University of Otago professor Neil
Sounds like
Gimmel,
it sounds like my money already.
Says he's no believer in Nessie, but
this is in the UK, so it's probably not your money.
He and his team will take 300 samples of water from different points and depths around the lake. They will filter the organic material, i.e. fish poop. They're going to dig up fish poop that's floating around in the lake and extract any DNA, and then use technology that has been created for the Human Genome Project and try to figure out what all species of things they found fish poop from, and if any of these are not known species, maybe there's a Nessie.
Well, that doesn't necessarily follow, but and I can't even imagine. I mean, I'm not a scientist or whatever, but that sounds really scientifically questionable to me, to just take a bunch of water samples and then say, oh, well, we found this kind of fish, we found something else here, we don't know what that is, it must be the Loch Ness Monster.
Three things that are inconclusive. Must be Nessie.
Yeah. I mean, how many damn decades has this Nessie supposedly been around, by the way?
100 years, right?
Has it really been that? Is that the claim?
It's been a long time.
It's got to be dead. If it ever was a thing, surely it's not still swimming around in that damn Loch Ness.
It's not the same one from 2,000 years
Nessie
ago.
Babies.
So it's like Shamu, where they bring in a new Nessie to replace it, but they still call it the same
thing?
They
keep having
babies. She had kids.
There's more on the way here. Hour number 3's on coming up.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.